When we're talking about Hamvarach Zamo Yisrael B'Shalom, there's an incredible insight of the Imre Emes. The name of Reb Leibler Eger. Hamvarach Zamo Yisrael B'Shalom means that a person needs to work on themselves and develop within themselves a deep and profound emunah. And as much as we know how much this world is overwhelming, how much this world seeks to drown us in physicality, if we make a decision to be sur meirava asitayiv, to run away from that which is bad for us and run towards that which is good for us, it's really easy to say, but you know what? I've tried so many times before. I've tried. It doesn't help. I never get anywhere. There's no hope for me. David HaMelech speaks about this and said, "Baruch HaKodesh Nesantilim Pehei Tas Esh Mayidabe Hashem Hakel Hashem." Well, hear that which Hashem says to me. Kiyidabe Shalom Elam Avachasidav. He speaks peace to his nation, to his pious ones. I heard with my own ears that Hashem blesses us with truth, with peace. And even though we might not feel that we're at peace, Hashem is always speaking to us with peace. And says the Imre Emes, this is it. HaPaseach Yad L'Dofkei Teshuva. The Hashem always opens his hands to those that knock on his door with Teshuva. Hashem wants us to come back to him. That is what Shalom is. That after the kitrug, after we've done something wrong and there's accusations against us, there's Shalom. Shalom is like a kapara after the accusations, after the kitrug. And that's the greatest simcha. The greatest simcha is for every single Jew to hear that Hashem is calling out Shalom to us. That after we've become distant from him, Hashem is speaking and saying Shalom to us. And therefore he says, Nachan liboy batuach, a person can be absolutely sure that he can win this battle with the Yetzara. To push away the bad and come towards the good. And therefore, we understand that Hashem is b'shalom with Am Yisrael. He wants this. He wants us to come close to him. B'shalom means that he blesses us with peace. He blesses us with the ability to be at peace with ourselves and be at peace with him. He's always calling out to us. Maybe that Shalom, Shalom, Racha, Kalakarev, Amar Hashem. Hashem is always calling out Shalom to us. To come back. To be at peace with him. To restore the harmony within the relationship. It's never too late. It's always possible to return. And perhaps that's a profound insight into how the Amidah ends. We're about to go into our work day at Shacharis, or the afternoon at Mincha, or going to the night with all the challenges of night. There are lots of things that might have gone wrong at the kangaroo. Hashem is calling out, Hamavarach Hesamo Yisrael. How does he bless us with Shalom? We're at peace. Come back. It's okay. Try again. I'm never far away. I'm calling out to you. I'm calling out to you with peace. L'racha kalakarev, no matter what's happened to you, I'm always there for you. I'm a constant. You can always come home to me. And we feel that sense of security. And we're able to make that move because we know that Hashem is always there for us and he's never going to reject us. He's always going to accept us.